Tudor governments and subjects were exercised by the problem of poverty. There was more legislation dealing with the poor than there had ever been before, and there was a tremendous amount of pamphlet literature that also wrote about the poor and about the problems of poverty, not just from the perspective of the poor, but from the perspective of people living in cities and in rural communities who had to deal with the problems that arose from the existence of poverty, problems associated with disease, vagrancy, begging, crime. So poverty was an important domestic issue during the 16th century. It is probable that poverty did grow during this period, and that the numbers of poor were greater, and that the poor were more visible, particularly in urban communities. From poor censuses, we know something about the extent of those people we call the settled poor, those who were living in particular communities and who were given some kind of poor relief in those communities. And the numbers or the percentage of the settled poor in many towns has been estimated to be anything between 15 and 30% at any time within those communities. That didn't mean that these people were long-term poor, though some of them were, but it meant that through certain cycles in their life, as well as in cycles in the year, they experienced poverty. So cycles of the lifetime when people experienced poverty would obviously be when they were young, particularly if they didn't have fathers who were working, or when they were old, or when they were sick. Cycles in the year was that obviously harvest time was a time when there was a lot of employment, but during the winter period it could be, particularly if there was some kind of recession in manufacturing, that they couldn't supplement their income by selling their labour in producing cloth. So the problem of poverty existed, but it was almost certainly made worse during the Tudor period because of the population increase that was seen at that time. It's been suggested that the population of England grew from about 2.5 million in 1520 to maybe about 4 million by 1600. And between 1558 and 1603, there was probably about a 35% population increase. So very rapid population increase. And the effect of that was to create inflation. So there were price rises, but the price rises were mainly in foodstuffs, and wages did not keep up with those price rises. So that would create a cause of poverty. At the same time, because there was greater population pressure, rents went up, or entry fines when leases came to an end also rose, because landlords wanted to recoup their income after a time when it was worthless through inflation. There was also a greater demand for agricultural holdings, which either resulted in people leaving the land and going into towns, or that the land holdings became smaller, so that the revenues that were produced from that land went down. Unemployment, therefore, was considerable during this period. Some of it was seasonal, some of it was long-term.